T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit the 1 o'clock CMB. Comes your way, Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. And you know what? We pretty much knew yesterday as a foregone conclusion. I mean, I thought so anyway, and it turned out to be that way. Nearly unanimous. Jacob DeGrom becoming the fourth Met in history to win the National League Cy Young Award, bro. No surprise, really no surprise whatsoever.
No surprise whatsoever. But in the context of the last decade, isn't it a surprise? I mean, because if I would have said to you 5 years ago, if I would have said, Joe, there's going to be a pitcher. He's going to win 10 games.
Right.
Even with
right.
all the other numbers I gave you, wouldn't you say
yes.
he didn't win enough games?
5 years ago, I would have. But now with the way baseball is turned, I even told you this. I mean, I thought it actually helped him that he only won 10 games because, you know, it's the way that baseball has gone, that wins mean nothing. And the modern baseball, you know, the sabermetric guy, who basically to me is what the Baseball Writers Association is now, he was a lock to win this thing with only 10 wins.
Now, you're not a sabermetric guy.
No.
A lot of the changes in baseball you don't like.
No.
Right? A lot of it you don't like. The death of the starting pitcher, which we are now
yes.
seeing,
yeah.
you don't
no,
like.
No, I can't stand it.
But would you agree that this is a good thing? Would you agree that Jacob DeGrom deserved the National League?
No, he deserved it. No, he clearly
so
deserved
from
it.
From that standpoint, you, Joe Beningo,
I mean, I would
have
like,
changed.
I would like to have seen him, you know, be like 22-9.
I would like that, too.
You know? Because
that means the Mets would have won
right,
more
exactly.
games.
Exactly. I mean, that's, you know, that's the one part of it.
But haven't you changed?
Well, I mean, change to what degree?
That
I
you
mean,
agree Jacob DeGrom should win the Cy Young with 10 wins?
Yeah, I do agree it. I do.
Okay.
I mean, all the other numbers. In today's baseball, where nobody completes games, where it's as 7 innings is like the old complete game anymore, and now after 7 innings, you are well, you always were beholden to your team scoring runs, but now not only are you beholden to that, you're beholden to your relief pitches if you have a lead, holding the lead for you.
Sure.
You know, so so there's so much more out of your control than it was, you know, 50 years ago when guys were, you know, pitching over 300 innings and completing games all the time.
No doubt about it. Now, with Jake's season in 2018, some of it was a bad bullpen. One that jumps out in particular was that game in April against the Nationals when the Mets were 12-2, and I think they had a 6-1 lead
late.
But here's the caveat on this. More of Jacob DeGrom's lack of wins came from a bad offense than a bad bullpen.
Right, right.
So even if the Mets had a good bullpen, or let's just say this was a different era where Jake would pitch complete games, there's a good chance he wasn't going to win a lot of games. So here's my only point. There's a lot of things that have changed in baseball that I don't like. There are more things that you don't like. But I think this is a moment where you have changed. Is that fair?
Yeah,
you know, have changed, and that's not bad, by the way.
I guess I've changed to the fact that, you know, I've reconciled myself to the fact that what baseball is now. I mean, I think you have to do that.
But isn't it more than that, though? Isn't it about, because, yes, baseball's changed, and we have to adapt to it.
There's no doubt about that.
But, like, you're a Met fan. You watch every game. And I think you'd agree that even if the Met bullpen was better, or let's say Jake would go 9 innings and baseball hadn't changed, he wasn't getting run support. He only wins 14 games instead.
Right, right.
Don't you think you'd still be sitting here saying, you know what? In this case, Jake still deserves the Cy Young.
No, I would say that.
So I think in that way, you and a lot of other old school guys who used to value the win, I think you guys have changed. I don't think that's a bad thing.
Right.
I'm not saying that like, oh my God, you're a sellout.
I mean, it bothers me that it's become that. I mean, so many of the things that, you know, to me were staples of baseball growing up that now I got to look at differently, which bothers me.
But don't you think you always should have? When it comes to the win, I'm not talking about everything else. Let's just focus on that. Don't you think that even 30 years ago, it was flawed? It was flawed, man.
It's flawed.
That's all I'm saying.
It is a flawed statistic.
That's it.
But I think also a lot of it, though, comes back to what I said, that the pitchers today don't have the control over that they used to have. You know what I mean?
I agree that that is an aspect where they lost control, no doubt, because they don't go nine innings. Right. And you're not wrong about that.
Right.
But I think one aspect where they never had control was run support.
No,
and that's why Jacob DeGrom mostly only won 10 games.
Right.
There was some bullpen blowing of games, no doubt. I'm not trying to minimize that. And the fact that he wasn't allowed to go nine innings. I wouldn't even say he couldn't go nine innings.
He was not allowed to go nine innings.
Well,
so much is it about pitch counts. Yeah, that's another thing that we didn't see, 50 years ago. He didn't have pitch counts like he got today.
Even with pitch counts, if Mickey Callaway managed more aggressively, Jake could have completed five or six games.
Yeah, I'm sure. No doubt. No, I agree with that.
Not a doubt in my mind. I think more of this was about the fact that the Mets didn't score runs for him. And I think throughout baseball history, certainly less than today because of the innings pitched, the win has always been a flawed stat. It doesn't mean it's always flawed. Sometimes it's a great indicator of a season that a guy had. But I think what Jacob DeGrom showed this year to the old school fan, to the new school fan, to anybody, is that it's flawed. Because anybody who watched Jacob DeGrom this year knows he was the best pitcher in the National League. It's not a debate.
No.
I think the vote showed that.
Yeah.
Only one guy didn't vote for him in first place.
Yeah, he voted for Scherzer, right?
And I'm not mad at him.
No,
I don't care.
Who cares?
I think there were a few Met fans on Twitter that cared. Why? Who cares?
What does it matter? He won. Wasn't unanimous? Does it make a difference?
Doesn't matter. Jacob DeGrom, God bless you, could have won by a point. I wouldn't have cared this morning.
Doesn't
wouldn't have cared.
He won.
He won.
Doesn't matter if you won unanimous. Who cares about that?
I think because Tom Seaver won three Cy Youngs.
Right.
I think the first one he won.
69.
It wasn't unanimous.
Right.
Do you even care or remember that?
Man, the guy was 20, won 25 games, and he was 2.21, I think his ERA was.
Yeah, he had a great year.
He was unbelievable.
He was the Cy Young Award winner. So how many votes he got didn't matter. I did find it funny and kind of awesome that when they announced Jake as the winner, a shot was taken at the Mets that the writers, quote, showed more support for DeGrom than his teammates.
Yeah.
I mean, it was accurate, and it made Mickey Callaway laugh.
Hard to say no to that, right?
No, of course. It was an accurate description of the season Jacob DeGrom had, and it's very well deserved, and I'm happy for him because when you have a season like that, it should be rewarded. It shouldn't be penalized because your teammates suck, because that's what it would have been if he didn't win the Cy Young or if this was 20 years ago. He would have been penalized because his teammates were garbage. And Jake deserves it.
He would have been.
Congrats.
Yeah, you're right. 20 years ago. Maybe even 10.
Maybe.
Maybe even 10.
Maybe even 5 at this point.
Maybe.
Now, as far as the extension is concerned, giving Jacob DeGrom an extension is not about being nice. It's not about being a good guy. It's not about rewarding what he's done. That's not what it's about. It's about making a calculated decision. And here's the decision I make as a fan. I look at Jacob DeGrom, I say, okay, he's going to be 31 next year. I get that's not 25. He's got two more years of team control. I believe that if you can work out a deal now, a five-year deal or a six-year deal, and buy out the two arbitration years and get 3 years past his free agency or four, you are making a calculated decision that I believe Jacob DeGrom will still be a top-line pitcher into his mid-30s. I believe that. I could be wrong. I believe that. I also believe that if you risk not signing him now, and they should have signed him a year ago, but it's over. If you risk not signing him now, and you let him get to free agency in 2 years, you risk him getting a contract from someone else that's insane.
Yeah, no, you do.
So instead of risking that, go sign him now. It's not about being nice. It's not about rewarding him. It's about making a business decision that is smart. And I believe that Jacob DeGrom can be a top pitcher until he's 35 or 36. And if you believe that, then what you do right now is you sign the guy to a 5-year extension.
And you'd like to see him be the 4 Cy Young Award winners the Mets have had, that he's actually the one that finishes his career as a Met. That would be good, too.
Yes.
I mean, how about that? Because none of the other three did.
Yes. And that
that's another big deal to me.
It's a huge deal.
Yep.
And what's a bigger deal than that is the fact that he has not thrown a lot of innings. I think he's a pitcher who can adapt to losing some velocity on his fastball. And there are always risks when you hand out a contract. And the Mets have been burned by a lot of them. David Wright, Yoenis Cespedes, Jason Bay, Johan Santana to a degree. But this is a risk you have to take. Because if you don't sign him now and you let this guy get to next year and the year after, you're going to lose him.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it.
That's
you're
it.
Lose him. You're going to lose him. You're going to lose him to the Yankees. You're going to lose him to the Dodgers. You're going to lose him to the Cubs. You're going to lose him maybe to the Red Sox.
Yeah.
You're going to lose him to one of the teams that is not going to be afraid of throwing the money out there.
Exactly.
That's what you're going to do.
There's one of two scenarios if you don't sign him, and they both suck. You know what those scenarios are? Number one, he's great and you lose him.
Right.
Number two is you don't believe in Jacob DeGrom and he breaks down.
Right.
Those are the two things.
Right.
There's no scenario if you don't sign him now where he's great and you keep him. That's not going to happen.
Right. No, you're right.
So you've got to make a decision and you've got to take a risk. I get there's risk involved. It's pitching. We all get it. We know what could happen. Guys can get hurt. Tommy John again. I get all of that. I am taking a risk that I think is smart to say lock him up.
Yep.
And they should have done it a year ago when he came off a solid season.
Not
a Cy Young season.
No, right. But still was good, though. He had a good year.
He was solid.
He was a very good pitcher.
Of course.
But he wasn't, you know, he wasn't the pitcher he was this year.
No. Well,
he had the kind of year Syndergaard had this year. That kind of year.
No, I think it was better because he actually made 30-plus starts and threw 200 innings.
From that aspect.
Right.
Okay.
But I know what you mean.
It was similar to that type of year.
I trust Jacob DeGrom. And I think the Mets should.
They should.
So you wanna
and let me throw this out there too, because the Mets are always about these character type guys, right? I mean, they really are. So could you get a better character guy than this guy?
No.
I mean, you know, that's the kind of guy you want. Then let's sign the guy. I'm with you, of course.
He's a humble guy.
Yep.
He has shown that throughout, and in a way, I've always complained sort of that he doesn't get the respect and the love from Met fans that some of these other hyped up guys have gotten. Matt Harvey was the ace.
Right.
Remember, he had it. Noah Syndergaard's got the cool nickname. And I think a part of why Jake never got that attention is because of exactly what you said. He's a humble, down-to-earth guy.
Well, I think the other thing that hurt him a little bit, too, is he wasn't as ballyhooed as those guys. You know what? He came in, right? I mean,
I think that contributed, sure.
Yeah, no, those guys came out. And, oh, my God, Harvey. Look at Syndergaard throwing 600 miles an hour. You know, you didn't have – DeGrom was – hey, we got this guy DeGrom in the minors, too, but he was kind of flying under the radar.
You know why, though, that shouldn't have mattered? Because when he got called up in 2014 and Rafael Montero was more highly regarded than Jacob DeGrom.
Which is stunning.
Jacob DeGrom went out and won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, no, he did.
So he went out and did it.
Yep.
He went out and performed. And I thought from then on, especially after what he did in the postseason in 2015, the Game 1 performance, the amazing performance in Game 5, that he should have gotten that love and respect. He never got it. And I think a part of it is because he didn't have the crazy nickname.
Yeah.
He eventually cut the hair before this season.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. He's a down-to-earth guy. I think he gets it. There's a reason why he plays Simple Man as his warm-up music. And I think the Mets shouldn't reward him because they're nice. I think they should make a smart business decision. And the time to do it is now. I mean, the time to do it was last year, but they screwed it up last year. Whoever's fault that was, whether it was Jeff Wilpon's fault
whoever,
or Sandy Alderson, it doesn't matter. But they have to get it right now. And you hit on it, Joe, a factor. And I'm not saying it's the biggest factor, but it's a factor. I am so sick and tired of watching guys on this franchise leave.
Yep.
Of not have their whole career with the same team.
Indeed.
You have an opportunity, if you can sign this guy to an extension that takes him through his mid-30s, to change that.
Yep. And hopefully he actually is healthy the rest of the way, unlike David.
Yeah.
You know, unlike David.
And I have no regrets about that.
I want David. No, look, I wanted to sign David, of course.
It didn't work.
No, it didn't work. But, you know, that doesn't mean I'm not happy that he's going to be. He's the one guy that actually played his whole career here with the Mets.
Yeah.
Outside of Ed Kranepool, really doesn't count. No offense to Ed Kranepool.
He wasn't as good.
Right. That's right.
And you know what? For the ownership group, hey, the insurance is covering a big portion of it.
Of course.
So it's not even that big of a deal.
Of course.
That it didn't work out with David. But congratulations to Jacob DeGrom. I'm glad as a baseball fan that a season that was as spectacular as Jake wasn't ruined by the fact that his teammates were awful. Yep. He deserved this Cy Young.
No, he deserved it.
And so there are a lot of things that have changed in not just baseball, but in all sports and even America that you'd say, boy, I long for the past. But there's also a lot of things that are better now. And honestly, I think this is better now.
You know, it's funny. Last night I was watching a little bit. You know, I was going back and forth because I just, you know, I wasn't watching all the award shows. I just wanted to hear that he got it. And SNY did like an extended baseball night in New York deal to, you know, cover all of it. You know, and Jake winning the award and all. And they were kind of going through, different guys were going through, what's the most memorable moment for Jacob DeGrom in his Cy Young Award winning season?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Gary Cohen's the guy that hit it to me. This is the moment.
Go ahead.
The 48 pitch.
Yes.
One inning. Was it against the Phillies?
Yes.
Where he pitches, where the base is loaded and all of that. He needs 48 pitches to get out of the inning, but doesn't give up a run. He doesn't pitch anymore after that, but he gets out of that inning without giving up a run. I think that defines what Jacob DeGrom is.
I completely.
And that's what Gary Cohen said, so give Gary credit for that.
I 100% agree with it, and if you asked me that question, I was going to give the exact same answer, and I'll throw something else in about that game on a Sunday afternoon in Philadelphia. That was his first start back
from
the injury scare.
Right, that's right. That's exactly right. That's right. That as well. Forgot about that. That's right.
And there's not a doubt in my mind that if Mickey Callaway let him pitch the second, third, fourth, and fifth,
probably
he would have gone five,
yeah,
six.
No, scoreless. I agree.
And that is the definition of Jacob DeGrom because I think
the toughness, the mental toughness, I think, separates him more than anybody I've seen, really.
Oh, no doubt.
It's unbelievable.
And it's funny, when you think about that postseason, game one, he had all the strikeouts. He had the dominance.
Right.
But we think of game five.
Yep, see,
a day in which he had nothing.
Right.
And he battled his way through those six innings.
Yep.
That is Jacob DeGrom.
Yep.
And that's a part of why I believe he will still be effective at 33,
I would agree.
34, 35.
No, they should sign him. Get it done now. Couldn't agree more.
Get it done.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.